Breakfast.
Let's talk to a couple of parents then of younger people who can tell us about how they managed drinking and teaching them about drinking. Suzanne Pearson is in Newmarket in Suffolk, has a son in his 20s and has 30 years of experience working with parents around a variety of issues. Hi, Suzanne.
Good morning.
And we've got Becky Johnson as well, who's in Weybridge in Surrey. She's got three boys, 7, 11 and 14, and has adopted an open approach with her teenage son. Becky, what is your open approach?
Yeah. Just that I would rather know if he wants to have a drink than it be a taboo subject that's a great excitement to be done behind my back. So I would much rather him come and see me if we're, you know, if we're having an event or whatever and say to me, please may I have a drink, and then it's in a controlled environment and that it sort of takes away the taboo and the excitement of, wow, what's it like to get drunk and what's it like to have alcohol, because I've kind of taken that away and saying, it's all right, you can have one drink and I know you're safe.
Yeah, I mean, 14 is quite young, and let's not forget, alcohol should only really be served to people who are 18 and over, certainly sold to people who are 18 and over.
Absolutely.
Hmm. So no objections to that there, but you are letting your 14-year-old son have a bit of a drink, one drink. What is it, a lager, a cider?
No, it tends to be one of those sort of lower alcohol, fruity cider type things.
And is that quite common for that age group, would you say?
It's extremely common. So we've had multiple comments and questions. We've had lots of conversation about it. So it came around because he was coming home from school, and obviously social media is huge in their lives, absolutely huge. And he was constantly getting or seeing pictures and Snapchats of people in his year and younger years with alcohol, and he was saying, Mum, look at this girl, she's in the year below me and she's got drinking a whole bottle of wine. And as I would point out, you know what, some people take pictures for effect, this could well not be true, but it was kind of getting to a point that it was looking glamorous. And he was saying, well, Mum, all these people are going to parties and they're taking alcohol. And I was like, you know what, it's not, it's 18 for a reason, and the reason is it can damage you. It's not the be all end all, you know. We're not huge drinkers as a family anyway, and my husband and I don't massively drink, but I would rather, if he is going to try it, I'd certainly rather he does it in a controlled, safe environment at home than on a park bench or, you know, at a party with friends where there's no adult present. I would much rather it's safe and controlled.
Yeah, that and park bench rings bells from way back when. I can't think why. Suzanne, has Becky got the right approach?
I think what Becky's doing is not wrong. It's hard to get the right approach. I think what Becky's saying is she's not trying to demonise drinking and she's not being too strict. I think the problem when you're very strict as a parent and you say no drinking is it can result in two things. It can result on the teenager going underground and drinking in the tunnels and on the streets. Or it can result in the teenager saying, I'm going to be a rebel and I'm going to go against you. I mean, teaching moderation, however you teach that, is the way to do it. And also, as a role model yourself, you know, you have to be thinking, am I demonstrating moderation? You know, have I got stockpiles of alcohol in the house? Kids know the difference between a social drink and getting very drunk. So there's something about being that role model. And I think the nice thing that Becky said is she has an open discussion. She wants to talk about it with her children. And that open discussion really needs to start well before the teenage years. It really needs to start much earlier. I mean, even if you're talking about things, characters on EastEnders or Coronation Street, talking about people drinking on TV, I think Becky's not doing the wrong thing. In fact, she's doing a lot of the right
things. But how much should you emphasise that this is a poisonous substance? It causes physical damage. It can also cause mental and emotional damage. How do you get that through to a teenager who just thinks you're being ridiculous?
I think that's part of the discussion. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, you're fine.
I think that's part of the discussion that starts early. I mean, actually letting teenagers know the facts. And I'd start long before age 13. I mean, when you see a drunken TV character, talk about what that means. Talk about the effect on their behaviour. If it's a teenager on TV that's drinking, talk about the effect on the brain. I mean, under age 15, I think it's, if you start drinking under age 15 too much, you've got four times more likely to develop dependency habits. But the brain is developing. So talk to your teenager about that. And also, let you talk to them about what it feels like to be under pressure, and let them know that it's okay to say no when they're out and not with you. Some kids, especially teenagers, they feel that if they're saying no to a drink, they're actually rejecting their friends or they're being really boring. So there's also a conversation around what it's like to be under pressure, or they're getting in a car with a drunk driver, they don't want to say no. So there's also something about talking to teenagers about saying no, and it's not about rejecting a friend.
Okay.
It's about choices.
Thank you so much to both of you. Best of luck with navigating your way through the teenage years. And Suzanne, I guess you've come out the other end now, so you can breathe a sigh of relief. Thank you. Yes. Suzanne Pearson, Becky Johnson, both giving their experiences of as mothers of teenagers, how to deal with alcohol. Let us know what you think. 825058. It's 8:34.